Joining us now, he is the championship director for the PGA Championship. Jason Mengel joins us. Jason, what's going on, my man?
Well, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, so, we're going to have just a little tiny makeup event for not having the Wells Fargo Championship here this month. So it's just a little event in August called the PGA Championship. How are things coming together so far?
Yeah, a little hit and giggle on the horizon. we're about 72 days away, so things are starting to move here at Quail Hollow at kind of a rapid pace. We actually start building the stadium, if you will, on Tuesday. So when floor starts being built, you can tell it's not far away.
Yeah, so from a golf course perspective, a lot of changes went into this golf course after the Wells Fargo Championship last year. I got to play it recently. Everything seems like it worked out really well. Golf course is in unbelievable shape, kind of as everybody expected.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of a testament to two gentlemen, to Mr. Harris, whose vision. Working alongside Tom Fazio to continue to improve what was already an amazing golf course. And I think they've achieved that yet again with the changes that went on this summer. And then also to Keith Wood, who's the superintendent here. Him and his team are as good as any staff anywhere in the country. And you really have seen, it was remarkable what happened last summer. I think the stories of, before the Wells Fargo was completed last year, there was work going on, getting equipment into preparation. And then over the course of 89 days last summer, the golf course underwent this tremendous improvement. So brand new first hole, brand new fourth and fifth hole. And then, you kind of fast forward to the spring, and especially during the Wells Fargo over in Wilmington, you saw some guys come over and start to take a look. And boy, the feedback that was received from some of the best players in the world that were here, Rory's been over and taking a look at the golf course, and Phil Mickelson. And it sounds like they're eager to get out here and compete for the Wanamaker Trophy on this this improved golf course.
Well, yeah, and you say much improved golf course. So for listeners who won't get a chance to go out and play it or maybe not even come and be able to see it in person, if they're watching it on TV, comparing it to the Wells, what will they sense is immediately different about the way the course is going to play for the PGA Championship?
Yeah, really, from the first tee shot on hole number one, the first hole has been totally recreated. If you're familiar with Quail Hollow, you can imagine the second hole used to be a short par three, and now the first hole almost plays to the old second green location. So remarkably different. For the membership here, it's a par five, but for the best players in the world when they're out here, it'll be a par four. And I think Rory McIlroy described it best this summer when he was out here with Mr. Harris, and he said that, that first hole, it's like a firm handshake. So, right from the start that you're going to be in for a challenging test. And then as you make your way along the front nine, that fourth hole, this great par three, and then the fifth hole, those are completely brand new. And so I think it's exciting. And for people who are attending the PGA Championship, the spectating opportunities around those new holes are going to be, I think, a great advancement of the spectator experience here.
Yeah, and I mean, the interesting thing is after playing it is, numbers one, two, and three, because two is the old three and three is the old four, those two
right.
holes weren't easy to begin with. So now you're starting on what I would term, three of the tougher holes in the golf course outside of the Green Mile. And, if you don't get off to a good start, things aren't going to get much better for you. And even four and five, like you said, they're new holes. It's a relatively, from tour standards, a short par three and a short par four, but they're not easy. I mean, they're holes that if you try and get a little too aggressive on them, they're going to bite back.
Yeah, you can get in trouble. And then you mentioned the Green Mile. So you have now a little more challenging start on the front nine. It doesn't get easier when you make the turn and you come down the stretch and you have 16, 17, 18, which have consistently been three of the most challenging finishing holes on tour. It doesn't get easier the more you get into your round.
Well, and when we have people on from the various tournaments around the country, we always ask, where are players going to have opportunities to score, and where might we see some carnage? And the question here is, have those holes changed since what we're familiar with? Where will we see players score, and where will we see some carnage?
Yeah, and I think, a good way to answer that is some of the same holes. So hole number seven, that's a relatively, it's not a 600-yard par five, but if you hit a wayward shot going into that green, you could easily go from an opportunity to score to that carnage. So, you know, it's both a test, but gives you an opportunity. And, you know, Kerry Haig, who's our chief championships officer, the way he sets up the golf course for PGA Championship, I think, you know, it's a very simple philosophy that good shots should be rewarded and bad shots should be penalized. And so I think you will see some swings in scores depending on, you know, especially with the Bermuda rough growing up and that, you know, the ball reacts differently each time it goes into that Bermuda. So you can see a wide range of scores on some of these holes.
Well, we're on with Jason Mengel. He is the championship director of the upcoming PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. I'm curious, when you replace a successful event at the same venue, you know, that you make changes, and you do make changes for change's sake because you want it to be different, and you make some changes that are required to have a different event, and then you want to embrace some of the successful elements of the past. How did you guys approach that balance of making it a different event but still making sure you tap into some of the things that have made the Wells Fargo so successful?
Yeah, and they've done a fantastic job. You know, Kim Mack Everett, their team, they've got a fantastic track record over the years, and they've consistently won best-in-class awards from the PGA Tour, so the bar is high. There's some changes that, you know, simply are time of year-driven, and so we're going to, you know, look at our transportation plan, the way that kind of has evolved because of a different time of year, frankly. Then there's some changes that just are, you know, logistical in nature. So our TV compound and the needs for that are probably 2.5 times what they are during the well. So the way we're using the property because of some of those physical needs is different. So if you attended the Wells Fargo and then you attended the PGA Championship this summer, you're going to see the way that the folks enter the property is a little different. You know, we're going to have an expanded, if you've been down Glen Eagles lately, you've seen our expanded Buzz Depot. We're going to bring people into the club's main parking lot where we're going to have a 50,000-square-foot championship shops merchandise tent. That'll be kind of the first, I think, aha moment for people when they get here, just the size and scope of that facility. And then how golf fans are going to enter the golf course here is going to be different. We're actually going to bring people from the championship shops in that parking lot through the breezeway between the pavilion and the clubhouse, and I think that's going to be another aha moment when you go and you start to see the sky, size and scope of what's around you, and then you walk through that breezeway and you see this fantastic golf course open up in front of you, and you see thousands of golf fans, and I think it's going to be two unique elements to just the way we're interacting. I think one thing that we've really benefited from is the experience that the volunteers have had here. You know, I look at our host committee, just like the Super Bowl has a host committee, we have a host committee. And it's an interesting mix between Quail members of the community here, and then Wells Fargo committee chairs. And what we've found is they've brought fantastic experience with them and also volunteers that they've worked with for 15 years. So we should really benefit from that.
Yeah, and I would suspect, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, although I don't think you will, I think, you know, people have become accustomed to – it's an event. It's a play in Charlotte, the Wells Fargo is a place to be seen. And can they – anyone who's wondering, it's going to be that same kind of vibe, but on steroids. Am I correct?
Yeah, and you think about certainly the support we've received from Charlotte and the Carolinas, but it's also people who are going to be here from around the world joining that party that you referenced. You know, we've sold tickets in 49 of the 50 states. If anyone's listening, they have a cousin in Alaska and they want to buy a Monday or Tuesday ticket, then we'll have all 50 represented. But we've also sold tickets in 66 different countries around the world. And so I keep referencing it because it's the easiest to remember, but we sold tickets to people in Zimbabwe. And so I imagine those folks coming in from Zimbabwe maybe have never experienced Charlotte, let alone an event here at Quail Hollow. So I'm excited to add some more people to the mix and let them experience what great host this community is for big-time golf.
Again, Jason Mengel, the championship director for the PGA Championship, joining us. And, you know, so when people walk in and, you know, they're used to seeing stands, and it's always funny, you know, I got to go out and play the golf course, and it's always funny that when you play it and the stands aren't there, you kind of get a different vibe. So when the stands are up, I mean, what are we going to see from a fan's perspective? Are there going to be bigger grandstands, more grandstands? Kind of give us a feel for that, and if there's anything, you know, any new grandstands that we would not normally see for the Wells Fargo Championship?
Yeah, so we talked about the major renovations that went on last summer. And what was interesting, since we were here, we had our office here, and we had, you know, Kerry was in town a couple times to meet with Tom Fazio and Mr. Harris along the way. And what that gave us was a great partnership that wasn't just looking at inside the ropes, if you will, it was also looking at outside the ropes. And so we talked about the changes in 1, 4, and 5, and the bleachers behind the fourth hole are going to be a fantastic place to be during the PGA Championship, because you can see the action kind of soup to nuts going on in front of you on the fourth hole, of course. Then you can see the tee shot on 5, and that's totally new. You know, as you make your way around, we've got our Wanamaker Club, which is our upgrade ticket facility. That's sold out, but the location that's in is brand new, left of one. And then even over the past couple months, you know, the continuing, like, tweak here, tweak there to really hone in on spectator experience. An example of that is the 17th hole. And so golfers right of the par 3 17th used to be beautiful landscaping kind of on the hillside, where some of that has been adjusted a little bit to bring fans closer to the action. And so especially on the weekend, as the leaders are coming down the back nine, going through the green mile, and they make their way to the 17th, and now you've got this sea of people that are on kind of the hillside, almost wrapping the green, and I think it's going to be a phenomenal environment. But those are all new changes from, you know, events here over the years.
Well, as the event draws ever closer, how can our listeners sort of pay attention to what's going on, announcements that are being made, how to get out there for Monday, Tuesday, maybe that cousin in Alaska wants a ticket, you know, what to expect traffic-wise as you guys release your parking plan and travel and all that stuff? Where can they go to, what's the one-stop shop to get all the information they need to learn more about what's going to be an amazing event here in Charlotte?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to pgachampionship.com. That's a one-stop shop for all information. I will say, if your listeners have a ticket to the championship, if they purchase a championship ticket, to go ahead and log on to pgachampionship.com and check out our transportation plan, because there's some different elements that we want to make sure they're aware of well in advance of the event.
Well, Jason, man, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to August getting here as soon as possible. I mean, we got to get through two more majors first, but, you know.
And we'll talk to you again, though.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again before August comes around. How's that sound?
Yeah, can't wait. It'll be here before we know it.
All right, thanks a lot.